Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Glad you're with me today. I don't read out of the King James Version very much anymore. I'll not get into why. But sometimes I come across a word from that translation. It's so confusing that it startles me at how we probably lost the power of the verse over the years because the wording was so unfamiliar. One of those verses is Psalms 21:3. You prevent him with goodness. Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Well, the verse takes on a new meaning when you can clear the hurdle of that word prevent. Because if you're like me, you see prevent in a pretty negative light. It causes you to see God as keeping you from the blessings of his goodness. Well, you know that it's not written in English, and it's certainly not written in 17th century King's English. The phrase was in Hebrew originally, and that word that we translate prevent is the Hebrew phrase quadam, Q-A-D-A-M, and it means to come before, to anticipate. In other words, it's something good if God is preventing, because it means that God knows what's coming before it gets here, and if he is preventing with the blessings of goodness, then he's bringing you good things before you even know you need good things. Now that I can understand, and man, I can appreciate. I mean, it's now, and it's always been, the heart of God to function in a quote-unquote preventing manner. It's a lot like the father in the story of the prodigal son, standing at the end of the road, waiting for the return of his long-lost son, antsy to get to the ceremony of killing the fatted calf. Man, God is waiting to do great things in your life. Listen to Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Now, this is a promise. It's a promise of victory before you even get into the battle. When you rest in this kind of promise, you have joy unspeakable and peace that passes all understanding. Now, these emotions are going to spring not out of your circumstances, but from your knowledge of how good God's preventing love and goodness really is. Notice, David doesn't only mention that God prevents with the blessings of goodness, but that he also puts a crown of pure gold upon his head. You'll read that verse. The crown is a symbol of royalty and victory. So confident David is that God's going to make good things happen to him. He believes he's going to get the victor's crown, and he hasn't even fought the battle. Now, he has a lot of backstory as well. I mean, he's faced Goliath, but if we were really honest, if you'll look at David facing Goliath, he has this attitude, and he has no real reason to have it. I mean, he's killed the lion and the bear, but he's never faced a warrior. But if you'll notice, this is an incredible story. And I did a sermon. We aired it back in the late summer on our website, and you can find it from Fort Worth, Texas, where we talked about covenant. Go to our Fort Worth, Texas sermon. But what a story of David and Goliath. But notice what he doesn't do. He does not claim that he's going to kill Goliath with his superior slingshot skills, but rather that the Lord was going to deliver that giant into his hand to prove, 1 Samuel 17:47, the Lord saves not with sword and spear. See, David was bragging of the victory before it ever happened because he knew that God was a covenant God and God was going to take care of his covenant people. So lay hold of a promise today that the Lord is going to prevent with blessings of goodness. Place your trust and your confidence in his ability to provide the victory right in the face of defeat. And then prepare yourself for the miracle because God's provision is on its way. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.